Our story begins in Connie's apartment. Connie is in the kitchen when she hears a knock on the door.
Did Cliff forget his key? Oh, no, not you.
Connie, we need to talk.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Andrew, you and I have nothing to say to each other, ever again.
But that's where you're wrong. I talked to a friend recently, and she told me that the only way to win your heart was to be completely honest with you. That's what I'm here to do. I want to tell you everything about me and about my life.
It's too late for that.
Connie, please, hear me out. I love you so much, I need you.
Andrew, what do you think you could possibly say to me that would change my mind about you? My sisters have filled me in on your shady past. I know your history of using women. I just can't figure out why you chose to scam me. I mean, I make a good salary at the firm, but it's not like I'm wealthy or anything. What were you going to get out of it?
Connie, I told you I didn't know who I was when we met. I fell in love with you, your heart, and your selflessness.
And you expect me to believe that, knowing what I know now?
Forget what Hannah and Raven have told you. I'm willing to turn over a new leaf for you. I'll admit that I've never been the most honest person in the world, but I've never been inspired to be before.
So you think you can come over here and confess your sins and I'm going to get back involved with you? It's not going to happen, Andrew.
Will you at least listen to what I have to say?
If I had any doubts in my mind about you before your little visit to Raven's, they were erased when I saw how callous and uncaring you were.
Connie, I went there to check on you. I was concerned for you.
You knew that seeing your face would upset my sister, and you didn't care. You were only thinking about yourself. I don't know any other way to say this to you, Andrew. I don't want you anywhere near me or my life. There's nothing more to say between us.
Connie, you don't mean that.
Yes, I do. This is goodbye, Andrew, for the last time. You and I are finished.
I'm never going to accept this, Connie.
That's your problem. Goodbye.
In his office at the Westside Hospital, Dr. Michael Hunt is having a session with Adriana.
Adriana, are you telling me that Alexandra has talked to Zach Jessup about you? I thought you said she wasn't going to interfere in your case.
I'm sorry, Dr. Hunt. My sister has a mind of her own, that's for sure.
So what did he say? Does Zoe know about all of this?
Zach has been married to Zoe's mother since before she was born. He told Alex that his wife knew about his affair with me and she had forgiven him.
Wow, and what about Zoe?
Alexandra thinks he doesn't want her to know anything about this.
Well, that's understandable to not want your daughter to know you cheated on her mother.
Well, that's true. But Alexander feels like he knows more than he's saying about my baby. He told her he didn't know I was even pregnant.
Interesting. You remember nothing about telling him about the baby, so it's possible that he didn't know anything.
Well, I guess. But it seems like he would have been the first person I would have told.
You've just about remembered everything from that time, Adriana. The one thing you haven't remembered is the last time you ever saw Zach.
Well, for all we know, there was no dramatic goodbye. Maybe he just disappeared out of my life.
Anything is possible.
And speaking of my memory returning, what's my timetable for getting out of this place? I'm ready, Dr. Hunt. I know I am.
That's another thing I wanted to talk to you about, Adriana. I'm happy to report that I agree with you. I think you're ready. I talked to the judge on your case today, and he agrees with me. You're going to be able to leave Westside next week.
Thank you. Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.